We're going to start getting to
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You know what time it is?
Anal.
Anal. Some people go to church. We plug anal. Sundays are for anal.
We plug anal. That's a good one.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Us Against Humanity. If you actually pay attention, it said 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m.
Dude, no, it said 10, and it's really 9. You put 10 on it. Hold on, listen. We have never one time, okay? You know, Skeet likes to get, because I'm lazy, so he like does a little promo like a couple days before, day before,
right?
And says, hey, you know, we're doing the podcast such and such day, such and such time. I think we have yet to nail one of those and actually have done it on the time or even the fucking day. One time yet.
There was one time that the day was literally off by almost a fucking week. And then the times are like an hour, 2 hours, 5 minutes.
It's great.
At some point, we're actually going to be able to take care of that on time, I think.
I mean, let's don't make any promises, but do you still keep doing it? And I love you. You're like, yeah, I'm going to make a promo. In my head, I'm like, that's cool. We're never going to hit that on time. It's just not going to work.
You're like, are you sure we're going to actually do it?
It was funny because we were before we went on, I was like, man, we have an hour and a half. And you're like, no, dude, it's
I got to
10 p.m. I go, dude, it's no, that's an hour and a half. Well, he's like, oh, yeah, should have been 9. Sorry.
That is bad.
And then also you did, it says Valentine's, well, for now I don't know if that won't be the name of this episode, but it says Valentine's Day edition ?
Yeah,
because
we were supposed to do it right
Monday, and you can, you know, tell everybody what happened
initially we were supposed to do it the day, actually, what was it? Like probably a couple of days beforehand.
Was it Friday?
Probably, prior? yeah, like Friday. I started to get pretty, I always know when I'm sick. The one thing I always tell you, you should pay attention to doctors when they're like, well, you know, if you have this and that, there's a good chance you should get. Over how long has this COVID bullshit been going on? For like 2 years, years
now? March, right? 2 months.
Yeah, March. So like 2 years. When I start to feel bad, I know whether or not flu, maybe just something, you know, sore, whatever. This time around, though, I woke up and I had body aches, like body aches that I don't typically have when I have flu, you know, flu-like symptoms, right?
Yeah.
So I was supposed to take Cooper to go get his, you know, he was supposed to go get a bath. My brother's fucking lazy, so he says, well, you go do it. I'll do it. I wasn't really looking forward to it because this was going to be the first time we have to muzzle him because he has bitten almost every...
So he ain't into the bath shit. No bath, none of that bullshit.
He hates that shit. He is fucking pig pen from, you know, from
Charlie
Brown. Yeah. So I was supposed to do it, but I woke up I did not feel well. And I was shitting all over the place. I was body aches, shit, the whole nine, just felt like ass. I told my brother, I said, you know what? I can't, I can't come by. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on with me.
Yeah.
I decided to go get tested for the Rona.
And yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
COVID positive. Wound up catching fucking COVID.
At the Rhone.
So no Valentine's Day edition show. We were going to try to get a sex therapist on. We were going to do this whole thing. It didn't work out. Dude, I literally just started feeling better 2 days ago. Today, I was my first day back to work, knowing I actually had a voice that I could hold a conversation, because I attempted to do it on Friday and that lasted maybe 3 phone calls and I was all just losing my, it sucked. It was the worst fucking feeling that I had ever had before. And right. Finally, I was like, you know what? I told my boss, I said, look, man, I can't. I cannot do anything. I need a couple more days. And, you know, finally, I think I'm over the Rona. I think. Right?
Like, yeah. No. You sounded like you had, like you were super sick. My niece just walked in. I don't know what's going on.
Uh-oh. What's up? Maybe we should make sure we censor this because she's rather young.
Apparently she doesn't know where my brother's at. So yeah, let me.
There's always that. Right? Why don't you text him while I keep telling the story?
Tell him how you're sick. Hey, tell him how your eyes look whacked out. I'm gonna go.
Oh my god. Go handle that. Handle that. Whatever the hell is going on with that. So initially this whole Rona thing kicked my ass like big time and I'm vaccinated. I've got all that stuff like handled. Right. So initially I just said, well, you write it out, right? Like that's what they tell you. They tell you, go ahead, write it out, do whatever you have to do. And we can't technically give you anything. For me though, I kept thinking, well, what do you mean you can't give me anything? I mean, so you can't give me something for a cough. You can't give me something if I have a fever. Luckily, I didn't have a fever, but it was one of these things that I just felt incredibly bad. Now, here's the kicker with me. I'm one of these guys, when I get sick, I really get sick. Like, I don't play around with illness. When I finally am to a point that it's just not great, that's when everything happens. So a week prior to that, I have this tooth right about here in the back, just before the molar, that I really swollen, super, super swollen there. The next thing you know, I had to go to the dentist to get this taken care of. And they said, well, we have to remove the tooth. We have to do all of that. And I was like, well, fuck that. You know, how much is an implant going to wind up costing? They're like, well, you know, for an implant, it's $2,000. I was like, fucking $2,000. Like, you know what? I think I'm just going to pop some aspirin.
You're cheap.
Take a loan out. No, man, $2,000 for one fucking tooth? Are you kidding me?
You got to shop around, man. Maybe you could find a used one.
You know what? I'll find a homeless person and say, look, I know you're hungry.
Dude, <All right? laughs> a corpse. I mean, we can pull one of them. Oh, what are you doing?
My bad. Yeah.
Dude,
right. So I should have done that.
Yeah.
So on top of Rona, the tooth thing kicked into high gear and suddenly I couldn't hear shit. And then I woke up on Super Bowl Sunday and my eye looked like I was in a gay porn, and it was just, I had white gook all over my fucking face. I couldn't see. Dude, it was the worst threesome of illness that I think I'd ever had. But that's kind of the way it always works for me, right? It's that when I get sick, I get really sick. So the eyes have cleared up. The tooth is pretty much fucked. Tony, you and I have talked about that. It's unfortunate. I have
to get them out, baby. You got to do the hard stuff. Hey, Josh Puente is hilarious. He said Mexico dentist.
He ain't lying, because let me tell you something. I Googled it, and for an implant, it was only like 4 pesos. No, I'm kidding. It's like 400 bucks. No, it's like 400 bucks.
You get a free tortilla with it.
$4 yeah. And a donkey is all it
costs. A donkey, that's fine.
And that's all it costs. Dude, I'm serious. I might have to fucking go to Mexico to get it done. And my dad said the same thing you said, Tony. He said, well, you got to shop around for it. Shop around
for it. I mean, yeah, you like anything else, right? But you're also lazy, so that's not happening. And you're not taking care of this shit. So why the fuck are you going to shop around for a guy?
Yeah, let's be honest. Let's just be honest for a second. I am incredibly lazy when it comes to that. I will not shop around, because let me tell you the problem with dentists are they won't just give you pricing. They'll say, well, you need to come in and make sure you have insurance, and we're going to charge them too.
No.
That's exactly what they're gonna
listen
do.
To me. They gotta assess what's going on in there, man. You know what I mean? They gotta look. There might be all kinds of shit. They don't know what the fuck, so they gotta check you out first. It's not a scam. They gotta do it. It's expensive.
It is expensive. I wish I had a friend that was a dentist that could be like, Josh, come on by, you know, get me a couple of stogies, some scotch, you know.
That's what they're gonna do. If I was a fucking dentist, I would tell you to blow me. You're giving me cash still, buddy. You got
what? I could work out a special deal with a friend that's a dentist. Why don't I?
I'll tell you the deal. I do cash.
Cash.
I do cash. Yeah.
Oh, I can work a deal, but it's cash money in my pocket right
there. A
little
bit cheaper.
We can come on the weekend, flip a couple of bucks, or maybe you know, some payment plans that I don't have to go and use my shitty, you know, 294 credit score.
I mean, I wouldn't have gone to dental school to get my buddies free dental work.
I'm not asking for a complete, you know, Chris Rock teeth. I'm asking, can you replace this fucking tooth that is killing me?
That you should have gotten done how long ago? You let it go so bad. Then you get the roan. Then you get the fucking eyeballs falling out, which I wouldn't even show that picture on here right now because I want to, in case somebody's eating. I mean, you had fucking double pink eye. It looked like you stuck your fingers in your crack and wiped them on your fucking eyeballs. I mean, it was fucking brutal, dude. It was brutal. Who knows if you would have got the roan still. But the worst parts of it, because you did go get the monoclonal and you said that kind of helped, but it wasn't given a fair chance because you have this infection going on in your mouth causing you pink eye, all the other bullshit. All you would have had to do was just go get the fucking tooth out.
Well, here's the deal, though. You are absolutely right on that, because the reason why my immune system in the first place was so shot was because of the fucking tooth.
Right. Yeah.
Lowered it.
Yep.
Everything else.
Yep.
Because look, if I would have taken care of the tooth, maybe I would have, you know, never have caught the Rona. But if I would have and had that still fixed, you're right. The monoclonal would have absolutely have cleared that up. I would have been maybe 3-4 days, felt better, gotten retested, been on point. Wouldn't have been a big deal. But unfortunately, here I am still talking to you with a fucked up tooth. No Rona now, but I still have the tooth.
So who knows? I mean, but they gave you antibiotics, but I mean, that doesn't mean shit because as soon as those are done, those are given to you. So then in the meantime, you can get the appointment, get the thing out, because in all reality, depending on where it's at, obviously you need to get a new tooth, but to get it out is you're only going to be out of work a day. If that's quick now, that's nothing. Yeah. But instead you waited, got this, all this other bullshit. Then you're out of work like a fucking week. We missed a show. I may have to charge you for this. I don't know.
What we need to do is get popular. So some dentist can go, hey, you know what, Skeet? Yeah. I'm going to hook you up.
Brand new teeth, everybody.
Brand new spanking teeth. I want the Chris Rock grill.
Dude, some of those are ridiculous. Some of those girls, that's not
ridiculous. You know, where you go.
It's too much. It's salty.
What are you talking about? That's Hollywood smile, baby. That's crazy. Like the brothers get that.
I've noticed
the brothers are the ones that love the pearly white. Everybody has them.
I think Conor McGregor does have some now.
That's because the motherfucker has no teeth. A lot of people get that shit done. But not the super, like, you know, flashlight teeth.
That's too much.
I need that.
It doesn't look natural, guy. You got to get
a little natural. I'm okay with that. But yes, for the people that care, I am feeling much better, but I won't be if I don't get this shit taken care of this week. I'll be right back to it again.
Yeah,
I'll
be right back to it. And then for me, I was able to do it because I was better. But on the 7th, I had the hernia surgery.
How did that go?
It went well. The surgery, not a big deal. The first 3 days after, though, because it's your fucking abdomen, it's your core. Right. I mean, you're using it to talk. God forbid you have to cough. I didn't have to sneeze, thank God. Right. I would have probably saw God himself, dude. I would have told you how it looked on the other side because I would have seen it for a split second and then came back. God. Dude, it was brutal. Funny story about the pre, though. So you get there, you know, you fill out some paperwork, then you go back out and give you your band, and then almost immediately this sweet old lady comes out. Very nice, weighs you, puts you in there, tells you, all right, there's going to be some nurses coming in to give you your IV. So she leaves, nurse comes in, you know, ask a few questions, and is like, I tell her, you know, this is my first surgery, I'm pretty nervous. She goes, oh, yeah, we're going to fix that, don't you worry. So the other nice lady, everybody's nice the whole way around, too, which is great, because it's already hard enough. You're getting a surgery, maybe your first time getting it, and then you run into some assholes just to make shit worse. It wasn't like that. They were all great. Lady puts gives me the IV. Well, then the nurse comes back in and goes, you'll feel fine in a minute. Let me tell you, it wasn't the anesthesia, obviously, because when you take that, you're out. It was pre-love juice or whatever the fuck they shot me up with.
That little margarita.
Yeah, man. Listen, I mean, the only way I can explain it, and people who've had surgery know, it's just you might be tense. It's like a fucking erase board, a dry erase. And they're just erasing your anxiety. And it's just a blank, just... I mean, I just felt like I was going like I'm just pure joy. So then as that right when that hits, the nurse starts smirking because she just sees the change in my face because it's immediate. I mean, it's through a fucking IV. Sees the thing change. This old lady, dude, this other old lady just kind of wobbles in with these clippers. At this point, I already have the gown on. Pulls my thing down to where my cock would start, where the beginning of my shaft would be. So just my pubic area is exposed. And she goes, meh, and just gets to shaving. I'm high. I'm trying not to laugh because I'm like, this is fucking fantastic. Do you offer this on, you know, is it just through the hospital? Or can I have you, you know, trim me up anytime I need, you know, trimming down there? I
mean, manscaping. She goes
from, like, my thighs up onto my stomach. I'm trying not to laugh. And then I'm like thinking to myself, how are they going to get this hair, you know, off? That's kind of gross. There's this opens this thing like a Band-Aid package, sticks her hand in it. It's like an adhesive glove. And then she just goes, gets all the fucking hair off.
Really?
Puts the thing back up. But in my head, I'm like, is this exclusively what this lady does? Does she just go around and where you're getting your surgery, you know, your surgery, you know, in that area? Does she just shave? And that's all she does all day from room to room is shave fucking pubic areas, ball sacks, asses, backs, arms. I mean, does she have another function or is there a designated shaver?
Well, you know, that would be like, hey, so what do you do when the high school reunion comes along? Well, you know, I shave cocks and assholes the whole time, and I've got this great device.
I mean,
know,
she was great. I just meh, meh, very professional. I mean, well, you
of
could
course.
Tell
what did you think she was going to do? She was going to smile and start giggling at your tiny cock? I mean, that's not what you do.
No, professional. I did ask Doc to put a couple extra inches on. He forgot.
You know, so you're up to two and a half now.
Yeah, two and
Let
a
me
half.
Ask you, when she
Why
was
is that everybody's answer when I say that joke at work? Somebody said the same thing. So you're up to two now across
two,
the
maybe two and a quarter. Let me ask you, when she was doing that and you were all high, did you come?
No, I could only imagine how small my cock looked in the operating room once they knock you out. Those giant lights on it, and you're cold. You're already in a fucking medically induced coma because that's basically what the anesthesia is and the general anesthesia. So it probably just looks like a little fucking helmet just sitting on top. You know what I mean? Just
you got to think, and this is one thing, because I've had these surgeries before. I've always wondered, do they giggle? You know, is there like that one nurse?
There's got to be a percentage.
Goes, I mean, there
a small percentage. Yes.
One or two nurses that go back with their girlfriends. Yep. It's girls' night. They're like, oh, you should have seen the tiny dick on this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to. Right? I refuse to believe because I've asked this question before. They're like, no, we're very professional. We've seen tons. And I'm like, bullshit.
Of course, they're not going to tell you that.
Bullshit.
They can't.
You can't tell me, but you know what? You can give me one of these, though.
Hey, now do you think if they all do surgery together a lot, maybe one of them will drop a little comment during surgery to kind of make people snicker?
You know what I mean?
There's got to be some sort of code or something that they say something along those lines. So, okay, so you went through all that. Everything was fine. Now, here's the big one. You know what I'm going to ask.
Yeah.
Have you jerked off yet? Because you know you got to test it.
Slap the salami around.
I mean, you got to test it.
I have not yet because I'm a little nervous.
What? Why not? But you're fine now. You can walk around. You were just at work. You should be able to jerk off. They specifically tell you to.
To drop one out?
Yeah.
Well, hold on, dude. Give me a second.
That's all it'll take, ladies. There you go. That's all it'll take. No, one and done.
I didn't even start. Yeah, I just finished, too. That's how quick. You're right, it works. All I have to do is punch it with my cold hand. And
thinking of the old woman again. I get it.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of dick humor, here's a little something for you.
The difference in size. But they both pack a mighty punch.
Is that true?
Yes, but only one fills you up.
Am I the burrito?
That's my girl. girl takes shots like that. Every guy, you know.
Every guy, dude. There's always some chick that's like willing to go ahead and just take a shot at your cock. Because think about it. That's always the one thing I kind of miss about relationships are the inappropriate dick and vagina jokes.
Yeah.
You know, when they're like, oh, you tiny cock. It's like, oh, well, you're big ass snatch. I mean, you know, damn. Big as a house. Every time I go down on you, hello.
Damn, that's some Dirt McGirt shit there, dude. Bats flying out of it and shit.
There's one more for you.
My name is Jacob, and I suffer from chronic big dick back pain disorder. Since the day that I was born, I had to carry this big ass dick, which gave me scoliosis in my back.
Yeah, dog. Hey. Yeah, dog. Were you able to walk? Because welcome everybody that's finally checking out Us Against Humanity, the February edition. Not Valentine's Day, because Tony and I are apparently old fucks and we get sick very easily. And, you know, remember the days of being young when you were sick for all of 6 hours and then you were back like fucking shit up?
I mean, youth.
What happened to the Fountain of Youth? Where is this? Where is this? You know, can we flashback to an 80s movie of Cocoon? Where I can just drink water with an alien and never age and some shit.
You were showing our age right there, saying the movie Cocoon. Everybody's like, God damn, you're an old motherfucker.
I've never heard Cocoon. What is that?
Whatever.
Shut up. Come on.
I'm surprised they haven't redone it about 40 times already.
Dude, that's what, right? Like, everything has always been redone. Cocoon's never been redone. Splash has never been redone.
Wow.
All those cool
80s
movies. You and I were just having the conversation of Meatballs. Remember Meatballs?
Yeah,
there's been movies like it, right? But
there's been nothing
redone like Meatballs.
Man, I like the splash idea. You and I should get on that.
You think so? Would you though? Come on. Trip. Tom Hanks, though. Fucking Daryl Hannah. John Candy.
I think because of the way CGI is and everything now, that would be a fucking fantastic movie to redo. Yeah.
Classic.
And basically kind of keep it along the same script, but modern, make it modern.
You think about it, when we were kids watching that movie, and I'm an adult thinking about it, it's like, wow, he really fucked a fish.
I mean, it was his fucking dick smelled like squid.
What's that smell? Boy, she smelled like fish. Well, she was a fucking mermaid.
She was actually a fish, dude.
So when you walked by, you're like, hey, she smells like fish. Well, no, she's the fucking fish. She's Flash. She's a mermaid.
You know, while we're on this, it's always a good subject. So because they remake everything, any other ones? I don't know why Splash just sounded, when you said that, when I was like, it's just good because of the CGI. Like, you can make it more believable that, you know, that her mermaid parts would be kind of pretty fucking cool. Like, and chicks are fucking hot now. So you could probably find a pretty amazing
Instagram.
Yeah. What did they name her in that? What was the human name? Oh, there's a trivia
Madison.
Question.
Oh, look at you, you fucking movie fucking whore.
But let me tell you why I remember that. Because when I was a kid, that movie is what had me fall in love with blondes. Because that was the first movie as a kid. I mean, we were, fuck, man, how old were we then?
Not even middle school. It's pretty, Not even middle school.
Let me tell you something, though. Seeing a blonde showing off ass, I'd never seen a chick in a movie ass. She was so beautiful.
Oh, that's right. She showed there. You see her ass. Oh, that's right.
See her ass.
Nice, big old ass, too. It was a nice ass, wasn't it?
Yeah, that big old turd cutter.
I remember, right?
Oh, dude, it was Daryl Hannah. Dude, I fell in love with blonde. I was infatuated with wanting to date a blonde named Madison.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, and like, that's funny you just brought that up, because Madison, he names that name and it's weird, right, in the movie. Now, fast forward to where we're at now, every college girl is fucking...
Hi, my name's Madison.
maybe it's from Splash. I don't know.
Dude, it could be, right? It could
be. I'm talking a million of them, bro. Mackenzie, Madison,
Kylie.
A few, oh man, any of those, dude. Holy fucking shit, dude. I'm serious. A lot of them. I worked at the college bar, you know, for 6 years, and fucking you see so many of the same. It's like just a group of fucking names. Madison is one of them, though. That's what cracks me up. Back then, it was like an odd, obscure name, because you remember the movie looks up at Madison Avenue.
Madison Avenue. And it was fucking, like, who's going to name their kid of now? You're right. There's a billion Madisons. There's a billion Kylies. There's a billion Amys.
And I got,
you know, all the weird names with the IEs. Anything, you know. I appreciate it, though. Now, but this has me think back to, you're right. So... recently, you and I, you're more of the documentary guy.
Yeah.
I'm more of the film guy. Hell, I remember just about everything from Splash, and I haven't seen the damn movie in a decade.
Yeah.
I still fucking remembered it. So on Netflix, once again, they redid the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. There has to have been... how many remakes of this fucking movie already?
Somebody was on TikTok and made 10? They made a little deal where it showed each one, and dude, it was way past 10. Like, you don't even realize. Yeah, dude, it was just this montage of just flip screen for however long minutes of showing just every Texas Chainsaw Massacre that they fucking made, or any branch off of it, or whatever the fuck. A million, dude, a million.
I just remember the worst possible one was with Matthew McConaughey. And fucking McConaughey was in one with Renee Zellweger, and that one was just fucking atrocious. So
was it late 90s?
Yeah, I want to say maybe late. And actually, you know what? No, it might have been early 2000s, honestly. Okay. But there's been so many, right? And you're right. You're right. It's probably well past, because they tried to do, well, here's what happened. He slaughtered and blah.
Right.
Now he was still out. So fast forward to 2022. What are they going to do to revamp this thing? So let me show you the trailer, because I know. There you go, baby.
Yeah, man. I always like to share. You notice how I do that every time. I share, dude.
Let's take a look at the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre. There's always that one bitch that's like, hello?
Yeah, sticking around. Looks good, though, so far. Mm-hmm.
So Harlow is a ghost town.
We have a vision for this place. All it needs is young blood.
I don't want to live here. This is a chance for people to start fresh somewhere. Somewhere safe. Hey, guys.
How does that look safe? Can't see this.
Let's walk into an abandoned house.
What are you doing in our house?
Oh, shit.
You really shouldn't be here.
Oh my god.
Ooh. That's gonna leave a mark.
It's gotta be the brother, too.
This is Hardesty.
Sully, I'm afraid your old friend's back.
50 years I've been waiting for this night.
That's the just original lady?
Uh-huh. I thought that was interesting.
Leatherface. Looks like it's you that he wants.
I'm not gonna let him kill you. Fear no evil. Fear no evil.
Cancel, bro.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, dude. I mean, it looks fantastic. Whoever edits together these previews these days, I mean, they're better than the movie half the time.
Oh, they absolutely are. I will tell you, so I watched it, and I know your ass isn't going to do it. Some of the that scene in the bus was great. It was hilarious, but great because he pretty much cancels everyone. He fucks, he kills fucking brutally, just annihilates all of them. I thought the premise was interesting because they brought back that chick, the only one that survived the initial Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
So the original?
So the actual original old broad that managed to do it, that was like needed closure. So this was her way of getting back. They brought her, needless to say, we all know what happened there. And the fight, the killings were pretty brutal. But as usual, I will tell you, the ending was about what you expected. I literally was watching it and going, okay, well, there's two people that survived. Bullshit. How's this going to happen? And then boom.
Yeah.
All right. Gets off the bitch's head, and then that's it. And the chick's in her Tesla going, oh my God.
Wow.
So, yeah. Overall, I mean, if you just want to kind of put it in the background and see some brutal killings, yeah, sure. Fuck it. Why not? You know, it's all, it was okay. Out of 10, I'll give it a 6.
Use decimals, though.
6.2.
Okay.
There you go. I will give it a 6.2. Only because the acting was, you know, I mean, well, I guess you
That's
can't really.
Movies, though.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah, I guess. But
they must just put a casting net out because most of the time these horror movies are with virtually unknowns, right?
Yeah. Well,
except
look,
maybe
the,
one
chick,
or-
the young chick that was in the Tesla, she was in a movie called 13. But some comedian wrote this about 13-year-old. God, what the fuck is this guy's name? Bert something. She was the main star of it. It was her first role. This is the only time I've ever seen her in any other movie. So, yes, there you go. Little B-movie star finally doing it. That other chick, the main one in there, I don't recognize. The black dude, I've seen him in something in TV, but nothing great. And literally, dude, everybody else, I don't fucking know who any of them are. So, yeah, I think it's really just based on stories. But you and I were having the discussion that the problem nowadays with horror movies is that they're gore movies. There is no, I'm not genuinely leaving the fucking light on because I'm so scared. Oh, my God. It's like,
but you, dude, you're right. It's goes for like normal, you know, mainstream stuff, too. It's all based on, you know, how much CGI or in a horror movie, they're using that for the gore, you know what I mean? Plus some real stuff, I'm sure. But it's all pushing that. There's no like substance or like dialogue, you know what I mean? Or like
a horror movie though. And you said it yourself. How much, I think as far as dialogue, look, in most horror movies, there is no real dialogue, but let me tell you what's missing in those is you can have a decent storyline.
That's and you don't have to show. And I think in horror, the less you show, the scarier it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? As far as being like freaking you out, not knowing. I mean, once you see a scary dude and he's sawing somebody, you know what's going on. Yeah, it's gross, but it's not like, you know, freaky or scary. No. And they haven't really knocked it out of the park with one of those as of late. Now, you would know more because you watch more. But I would have heard about it if it was really one of those bangers.
And I got to tell you, you know, some people put A Quiet Place in the category of that, of more suspense.
I never even saw
it. You know, and I'll tell you, they're great movies, man. A Quiet Place 1 and 2 fucking knocked it out the park. But I didn't consider it a horror. I considered it more of a suspense, a thriller, but not a horror movie. When I think of horror movies when I was a kid that really fucked me up was The Exorcist. Shit that you knew, oh, God, you know, this is a possibility. But you are right as well. Constantly throwing shit, adding the music, blum, blum.
Freaking you out a little bit.
I jumped, blah, blah. The Conjuring.
Yeah.
You know, shit like that. Some people live for it. Look, some people love that thought. And in this day and age, a lot of them put movies like The Conjuring along the same category like we used to when we were younger of The Exorcist. And I think the storyline is interesting, but what gets fucked up is a lot of the acting and how they try to build it up. It starts off okay, and then as it goes, it's like, well, where are you going with this? I mean, let me guess, the doll is alive from past.
That's like, what I mean, dude. I'm exactly.
Like, oh, just stop already. Yeah, I would love to see someone be very creative and just come up with something that either hasn't been done or hasn't been done in so long in a different way that truly like fucks with people. Like when they leave, they're like, Jesus, okay, you know what? I think I might actually leave the light on because this could happen. Right. Think about what's the most suspenseful. What is the scariest? It's the shit that at the end of the day, you're leaving the theater or wherever you watched it, and you're actually thinking,
looking behind you and shit.
That's not too far-fetched.
Yeah,
to me,
I
haven't seen that. Unless there's somebody out there that can say, well, what about this? You know, then maybe. But honestly, I'd love to be able to see someone go, you know what? I am absolutely going to fuck with someone's mind.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then, of course, they'll probably ruin it, right? They'll say, well, this did great. Let's do three or four more.
Of course.
That's
what
they start fucking up, right? Like, look at The Exorcist. The Exorcist was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Now there's 8 Exorcists.
That's going to happen, though. That's going to happen with everything.
It's the money grab. It's always the money grab. I've never been a big fan of that. I don't understand why they have to do that. You know, it is what it is as far as that goes. Now, you know, speaking of movies, welcome to the show, by the way, usagainsthumanity.com. Go ahead and click on watch or listen if you're not able to watch the show. You're big on the documentaries, and one that you were watching and you hit me up and were like, dude, I know you are going to like it. So let's, I'm going to share this and we are going to see. It's called The Tinder Swindler.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows that.
So they know. Let's see.
You can find a bit of everything on Tinder, but one little swipe can change your life. I only miss you
when it rains. When I first talked with Simon, immediately we had a bond.
He was smart and funny and very impulsive.
I shared my
lots of money
with him.
Exactly.
He asked me if I wanted to travel with him on a private jet. I was like, shit. He took me.
I've never done it before.
He said we had a special connection. It felt like stepping into a movie. And then in the middle of the night, he said there was something he wants to tell me. He said he has threats against him.
He needs our cash.
$20,000, $30,000,
$140,000.
His life depended on me. That's when police tell me the man I love was never real. Everything's a lie.
Whatever.
This guy I've been sharing the same bed.
Then I get these threatening messages.
Take my advice. Just watch out.
We have no idea what he's capable of. It's just been freaking hell.
I'm just freaking out.
But we needed to get payback.
We don't know how far this conspiracy actually goes.
I have a lot to say.
It's just the tip of the iceberg. We had one chance to swindle the Tinder swindler.
you up and brought me, you're gonna pay for it.
Man.
Bravo. Bravo. Let me tell you, I watched it and you were absolutely right. I loved it. And I loved it because this dude got away with it because these chicks had it coming.
Oh, here we go, baby.
Absolutely.
You go ahead and give your thing on it real quick because I got a few things to say myself.
Well, first and foremost, you know, it started off with these chicks like, oh, my God, I've never been to a five-star restaurant. And then he wanted to. It's like, look, the only thing you saw was money. And the fact that you fell in love just shows how fucking desperate you are to be in a relationship with someone that can take care of you and get you out of your mundane, lame, swipe right life. And then when this dude that you supposedly fell in love with starts asking you for money and you're like, well, it's because I love him and I figured I'd start taking out loans. Who the fuck would take out a loan? I don't give a fuck how in love I am with anybody. I'm going to be like, wow, you better tell your parents.
You got some problems.
Wow, you got some issues. You got to do that. I mean, I would, but I don't like you enough to give you money. I mean, you need 20 bucks. I give you 20 bucks. You need some gas. I give you, you know, I'll cash app you. I mean, I give you a little something. They had it coming. I don't feel for any of these chicks. I don't. You know, no one made you sign over credit cards and fucking loans. No one made you do that. The fact that you got burned is your own fucking fault. The fact that you are now stuck in debt is your own fault. Yeah. Did he do something wrong? I guess. Maybe. But did you have it coming? Absolutely. He's not in jail. Of course not.
Not for that.
Not for. Well, he was.
Well,
right.
Yeah. Wasn't. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, at the end of the show, they got him. The one girl found out what flight he was on because he was kind of pretending to be on his side still. And then they got him for using a fake ID on a plane traveling. But they didn't get him for any of this because there wasn't really anything, I guess, illegal that he did. I mean, here's my stance on it. It's the same as yours, but maybe a little bit different. I don't know. First off, anybody who connives somebody's a piece of shit. I mean, he is. Okay. He's not he's not a great guy for this.
No.
But on the other hand, think about how much work he put into this and fucking pulled this off. You know, he's got to have a little, he's got to be bright. He can't be stupid. All right. This isn't a dumb person that you're dealing with. All right. That being said, you know, that it's bad that somebody would do this to another person. Man, did he just, he attacked where he knew he would get a fucking response. Shows all this shit. Okay. Can I feel sorry for a chick that is, you know, obviously swiping right, you know, seeing that money, you know, getting on a jet, doing a thing. He's reeling them in, bro. They are taking that flashy spinner bait, aren't they? That fucking plane, those fancy meals, and not even for that long, right?
No.
And until he's asking for these giant sums of money. And remember, on this show, he's got these few clips that he uses. You know, this big bodyguard with bloody, you know, that he got the fight. He's using the same game, and he's taking money from one to hang out with another, and he's partying all in fucking Europe, and he's just getting this money, calling it, oh, it's not it. I need more money. I'm going to give you this. Who the fuck in their right mind, if you're sane, all right? I don't even care personally if I was dating a girl for 5 years and then she told me, yo, this old debt of 35 grand come up. I look at her and go, man, that fucking sucks, dude. So how are you going to pay it?
Wow. What are you going to do?
Yeah, dude, I'm not giving you any fucking money. Okay. We can split bills. We can do that. We can do this. Who the fuck is going to ask you for that? And then who the fuck, what kind of dipshit's going to give it? Yeah. I mean, do I feel sorry for the girls because they got a little bit, but not really that much, dude, in this case, because he got them where he knew he could get them. And once he had them, he knew that they were stupid enough to fucking, you know, give him this money. And then he dips. I mean,
it happens.
It's a fucking lesson, dude. You were chasing that money, got caught up in it.
Golden.
And then he fooled you. He totally had them stop because they might be a person on regular that wouldn't
fall for something like this in another, you know, in another way. You know what I mean? Like some bum on the street asks them for a $20 bill or whatever. They're not gonna help with that. They might even be helping with a charity or whatnot. But some guy, flashy guy with a plane, nice clothes, designer shit, whatever, taking you anywhere. And only, what was the one girl? Not even dating a month?
Yeah, barely.
And he was already showing her, having her go around and look at these expensive apartments. I mean, yeah, just fucking the first one. Setting the hook, dude.
Yeah.
Setting the hook.
So you could even place it and make it a little more realistic that you're not going to have a Netflix special. If you are on these sites and you swiped, and this is just an average everyday person, and all of a sudden, right, they said something along the lines of, oh my God, there's people after me. My initial reaction would not be, oh, well, let me help pay this off. It would Hell be, well, no. You need to contact the authorities.
Yeah, exactly. And I'd be like,
you need to contact a lawyer. Yeah, you need to stop coming to my fucking house.
Yeah,
how about that?
Get the fuck away.
This is I don't know what's going on with you. Dude, nah. Look, and let me tell you, the one thing I kept seeing online is a lot of people going, well, you know, what if you're in love? No, first off, let's just say that, okay? Let's say you fell in love with a billionaire.
Yeah.
If a billionaire is asking you for money,
yeah. Issue.
They were never a fucking billionaire. That's bullshit.
I have an issue. Yeah.
There's issues. And yeah. If you fell for that, that's your own fault. Well, maybe he just needed some help.
And she fell for it because they were blinded by the bullshit. Right?
By the mighty dollar. That's how it is. I don't feel for anybody like that.
I don't. I can't this time. I really tried to find a thing in my head. Oh, and the ending's great because I'm giving away because I don't give a fuck. At the end, the last girl that he got for $100,000+,
yeah, like
pretends like
G's.
She's still on board with him and then gets him. They pinch him at the end for traveling under a fake name with a fake passport. I don't know. Update on this motherfucker. Or at the end, he's got this hot Russian model girlfriend still flying around in planes. And now he's got a fucking TikTok showing just flaunting the shit. The motherfucker has zero. He don't give a fuck. I want to talk to this guy. I mean, I don't know.
I follow his Instagram. I follow his TikTok because you're right. I mean, he is to a point, you know, his new scam is that he's trying to sell to dudes now. Here's how you can pull it off, too. Like, that's his thing. He's got a website now that he's trying to, you know, he's trying to get people. It'll cost you about $220, but you, too, can learn how to scam a chick. I mean, have some self-respect. But this goes back to the whole Valentine's Day thing, and I thought this was appropriate with love and being blinded by money or pussy for guys.
Flex your thighs, get on top and start to ride until you feel that meat, and I'm gonna feel the coochie. Suck that meat of mine. I'm loading you all night. Let into the sunrise.
That's a hit. A nut to the sunrise. That's a Valentine's Day song. That's a hit.
Oh my God.
A hit is a hit, as we used to say in radio, man. Oh my God. You know, I don't want women to think that we only rag on them. And I found a couple of TikToks that I want to show you because they're kind of serious, but they really had me think so much that I wanted to save them and get your opinion of them.
We're going to think now.
Check this one out.
Why men are checking out of society and relationships. People don't go where they're unwanted, and everybody always puts the blame and shame on men for everything that has gone wrong in society. A woman wants a man who is emotionally available and sensitive, but if a man expresses his sensitivity, he is told that he has a fragile ego. If a man wants to defend himself against a woman, she will shame him into being quiet by saying he's either too aggressive or he has toxic masculinity or he has, again, a fragile ego. If a woman says something offensive, she is protected. If a man says something offensive, he is canceled. It's considered sexist or misogynist to point out a woman's shortcomings, and you have to walk around eggshells with them because of their sensitivity. But men get mocked, ridiculed, and disrespected in society, and they're just supposed to sit back and take it. You can make fun of men all you want online, mock them, criticize them, If you do that to a woman, you'll get canceled. Men are 4 times more likely to commit suicide and make up of 70% of all suicides. They're also 2.5 times more likely to end up homeless. Yet there are very little help centers and shelters for men. Men are 4 times more likely to be the victim of violent crime. They're expected to die for their country, take on the most dangerous jobs, and the lowest paying jobs. Waste management, paving the roads, coal mining, and police officers who risk their lives but yet are shamed in society for being seen as a threat, saying that we don't need them and to defund them. A man will risk his life to go to war and fight for his country and come home and find out that his wife has cheated on him. This has happened a lot. And even though she cheats, she's still awarded alimony, child support, half of what he earns and half of what he has. 80% of all divorces are initiated by women. And they're always awarded the financial earnings of their husbands, whether it's a home, 401k, retirement, alimony, child support. When men and women commit the same crime, men always get harsher prison sentences. Men get 60% longer prison sentences. A man named Brian Banks was falsely accused of rape, spent 5 years in prison. He's now a convicted sex offender. She was awarded $1.5 million, and it came out with video evidence later that she lied about it. Did she get in trouble? No. Men are blamed for the bad politics and politicians, even though women are more likely to vote. Whenever I give advice videos on what men need and what they desire in a relationship, women will respond saying, "Who cares about them? What about me?" They have no desire for self-improvement. They just expect a man to love her no matter what, even if she's a jerk to him.
Ooh. Ooh. Dropping some truth now. Some truth.
I mean, yeah.
Some facts.
I mean, it can go either. You can find stuff on each side. But I do. She did drop facts. I mean,
some big time facts, man.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the time, and that's always an issue. Is you know, the cancel culture. A lot of how many? Just think about it, Tony. How many women do you know right now that are being subjected, just run through the mud, to be canceled?
There's only one, and that was recent. It was Whoopi Goldberg about the Whoopi,
she talked about
the
fucking Jews, man. Of course the bitch needed to be the, yeah, of course she did. That was evident.
Ignorant.
The fact that she's even on The View anymore is
the
outrageous.
View, the fact The View is still
the
on,
View is even
I don't
still
even
gone.
Want to talk about it. Fuck that but shit. That's
look,
crazy.
Let me tell you, though, dude, if a guy was hosting and said those exact comments
about Jews, it would probably be
Jews,
worse. I'll agree with
his
you
ass would be fired. There was no fucking way he would even be on the show.
No, like
ever
I
half
said,
the shit that comes out of their mouth.
Yeah. No, and like I said, she stated, you know, facts. But, you know, and there's always the other end, too. Everybody's got a fucking, you know what I mean? But right now, the way it is, yeah, males, yeah, it's not, you know, you're not the favorite.
But I'm glad you brought that up because here, guys, I hate to do this to us, here's the flip side.
And it's always like, yeah, of course girls are going to go for, like, Johnny Spells because he, like, has a motorcycle and is, like, super in shape. But, like, there's, like, nice guys who honestly, like, have a lot to offer that they would, like, never.
I mean, oh, I hate that I'm gonna even tell you this, but like, I think that you feel like you have a lot to offer, and please take this the right way.
Sure.
You don't?
Hard to see a great way to take that, if I'm being super honest.
Like, what are you doing to work on yourself to make yourself more interesting and attractive? Like, are you just thinking that women should, like, change themselves and lower their standards in order to date you?
Damn.
Oh. I'm saying this to you now because, like,
wow.
I really think it will help you, even though it's very hurtful.
It's like Siobhan didn't say too. Vicious mockery, but I think she's casting vicious mockery.
Dude, I'm going to tell you right now. This is true.
Ouch. But true.
This is true because I've talked to women about this. You know, if you're going to the gym and you're fit or whatever you do, hike, whatever, the almost like the side effect is that you look better. The mental and all that stuff is great. And I think what a woman sees is what she said. They're dedicated to trying to improve themselves. And that's the attractive part. Now, you know, if you're improving yourself, you're probably going to look better. You know what I mean? Because you're doing good things. But I think she's right there. I think the good ones, of course, that's why they're going to be attracted to somebody trying to better themselves. You know what I mean?
And, you know, on the along the same lines, this when I first saw this, it really had me think, how many times have we ever seen, well, you know, why don't they always go for the nice guy? Yeah. Okay, but let's be honest. In the world that we live in, no matter, I'm not even talking about the superficial TikTok, Instagram bullshit world we're in now. I'm talking right. even in generalities. If you, the only thing men can't do to improve their appearance is get taller.
Right. Yeah.
Like that's it.
Yeah.
If you want to be ripped, go to the gym. Right. Right. If you want to be financially, did I lose?
I'm coming back. Are you there? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm stoned and hit my camera thing and knocked it up.
Oh my God. You fucking
keep going. Stoned. I'm coming, baby. I'm gonna be back up in there, baby.
Okay, baby. If you want to be able to be that's the wrong camera, bro. That is the wrong
Hey man, what's up, guys? Let me switch this camera out. Hold on, bro.
Did we do a take two?
God damn it, dude. It's not showing up on this fucking thing.
I can't
Oh, wait. Hold on. Dude, I fucking touch this shit. Dude, is it every episode that I fuck something up? Am I right?
Yes, sir. I may fuck up the time of the show. There you go.
Yeah, baby. Okay.
There you go. Tony figured it out. Anyways, back to men fucking up. Look, the only thing men can't do, we can't be 6 foot. If we're 5 foot, whatever, look, that's the only thing we can't improve. If we want to attract women that are attracted to muscular men, go to the gym, eat right, take care of your physical self. If you want to be prosperous and be that guy that can provide for a woman or at least show that you got a couple of bucks, well, then you know what? Do what you got to do to improve your life fiscally.
Hustle,
baby. If you're just sitting around going, yeah, but I'm such a nice guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, so what if I don't drive a motorcycle and wear leather?
Sound like a whiny bitch.
You know, you're a whiny little cunt. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what you are. You know, no wonder nobody's swiping right on you because you've got a fucking 1980s polo shirt and are giving a thumbs up with life that everything is great. But I'm a nice guy and I'm funny. I can say funny things. I know dad jokes. Guess what? Hot bitches don't want to fuck the guy that knows dad jokes.
And she really nailed it though, to that guy. I mean, he was just a whiny little bitch.
He's a whiny little bitch, but that is the flip side of things. Yes.
See, I'm glad you put both sides. Look at you on there. Usually you would just be right, just all over the women going, yeah, fuck them bitches, chasing money.
Come on, man. I mean, look, at the end of the day, I mean, I hate you. You know me, right? Like, I love being able to blast and shit. But when it came to that, I was like, no,
it's true.
It's
dude.
Fucking true. Look, there are so many. Look, you and I are single guys. We're forced on these stupid apps if we're not trying to pay for prostitutes or whatever.
I don't use the apps anymore.
Yeah, I know you don't. I occasionally do.
You go on and off because it's a love on and hate, off. Right? Dude, I mean, if you want to catch some quick doom or a quick fucking a quick game of hide the salami, then you can those apps work, but I mean, I guess there's some like success stories, right? I guess you're putting in the time.
Yeah, but you got to put in the work. Look, that's the one thing from that Tinder swindler that I caught from the first initial chick.
Oh, that's a lot of work he had to do.
Yeah, he put in the work. But no, I'm talking about the blonde chick. The blonde chick before she got blinded by money was the fact that that's what she did. She went on these sites. She mentioned it, how much she loved. She's infatuated with finding different men. She's a serial dater.
She's still single. Right. Exactly. What the fuck is wrong with her?
Yeah. Okay. And the one guy, how convenient that you're a serial dater, but the one guy you fell in love with was a billionaire, private jet, taking you different places. Okay. I think we all figured out
thought
what you were waiting for.
Yeah. She thought it was good. It was all working out, bro. And he knew that she thought it was all working out. Mm-hmm. And he taking that. And that was his game, taking advantage of women that are that way. Because, dude, I don't know if there's any way anybody could explain it and change my mind on that. And it was funny because at the end, and I knew this was happening towards the end, I think she started talking about all the comments, you know, and man,
I don't know, but I would almost think it'd be 50-50 split going, you're an idiot. Okay, he was wrong for stealing. Yeah, but you're a fucking moron too. You know what I mean?
You didn't have to give him, you know. Look, if you give a couple of bucks, look, I've thought about this a lot. I've been in serious relationships. If they needed a couple of bucks, right, I would
different.
Give it to them. That's different. But when they're asking for 20, 30, 100K for whatever reason, because they've got enemy, they've got this and that. No, man. Now, dude, look, shit's getting out of control. That's weird. What's fucked up about dating, though. These are the shit. This is the bullshit that men and women have to deal with. Look, we can dog on her. Chicks can dog on us. But at the end of the day, we're all still stuck in this very weird dating limbo that we can't figure out. We know we want something, but at the same time, in order to get there, none of us can figure out how to properly get to that point of a decent relationship. Does it even exist? I don't fucking
know. It'll find you. I think you have to be in a good state yourself. And then you can't look. Looking, that's too much work. Then you're looking. You know what I mean? Then you're going to
But then we could all be like you and never get laid. I mean,
Jesus. Nah, that doesn't matter either. Once you've done it enough, what am I going to fucking
come on out, son. Come on out. Come on out. This is where the show is.
Anyway.
Here we go. Speaking of that. Here we go.
I don't believe my eyes. Your name will be Pinocchio.
Father, when can I leave to be on my own? I've got the whole world to see.
So, Pinocchio's like, Jesus, I can't believe it. What is going on in this world? Dude, come on. Pinocchio was not a Finocchio. Come on. Stop it. Listen to me. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
What do you think that nose is for, dude? Come on, dude. They get up there. Come on. I'm going to fucking tell some lies.
It was not his cock. You know,
he doesn't have a cock. He's wooden. So this nose, you know what I mean?
Was
that's his gig. Yeah, dude. He's like this.
Well,
bro,
this Pinocchio's gay.
It's okay. Well, he's doing his gay thing.
I mean, I'm sorry. Look, I got a nephew now. And for one thing, I don't want my nephew growing up and seeing these old school things and going, oh, Jesus. Yeah. I can only imagine what my brother would do if he's like, yeah, I'm going to be Pinocchio. He disowned him.
It's Pinocchio. He can be gay.
He ain't gay. He ain't gay. I'm sorry. You don't
care. Who cares if Pinocchio's gay?
I care. That's wrong. Yeah, I care.
It doesn't matter.
I don't think you should. If Pinocchio starts fucking another puppet dude,
God. Don't be so. Don't expose how ignorant you really are. You stop that, you bastard. Let's keep some things.
Did you know it's physically impossible to squat with one hand up?
Squat with one hand.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Hi, Bobby.
Amanda, seriously, why?
Yeah, that's great. Dude, no, that's a great one, dude.
I love those. Jesus, hi.
I saw that and did that at work. That's a couple
did
of people.
You?
Yeah,
did
yeah,
you
yeah,
pull
yeah.
that on somebody?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's great. They're like, what are you talking about, dude? Hey. Yeah.
Hey, Jesus.
Yeah. That's good stuff, babe.
Speaking of nephews, my kid, you know, he finally went to daycare. No, he's doing great, but I came across a couple of this stuff that has me. I'm really hoping when I came across this that it's fake, because I weep for the future.
Have you heard of gravity? If you haven't, then you're taking advantage of it. We are running out of gravity. I noticed this when I started running, and then soon after, I started losing my breath. I started running faster and faster for the first time in years.
It's gotta be fake.
Hoping that the breath would get in my breath. And then I realized we're running out of gravity. This is something that we need to stop. Gravity, we're all taking advantage of it. We need to quit gravity for a little bit. We need to just quit it. Because when we do, once we actually do run out of gravity.
Alright, bitch. I'm way too high for this shit.
Dude, I'm just saying.
It's probably fake, but I would understand if it wasn't. Because it's about where we're at.
Any kid, that's about, you're right, man.
That about sums it up where we're at right now as a whole.
For kids nowadays, I just, oh man, I just don't get the stupidity of a lot of these young people today, which makes us once again
feel old.
These young whippersnappers have, you know, remember the good old days of Dora?
Hola, bitches. It's me, Dora. So I just wanted to make a quick TikTok, let you hoes know New Year, say me. Dora don't switch up for nobody. Y'all hoes stay saying you gonna change up, you ain't. And Boots, if you watching, you stole a puto like last year.
Damn, dude, Dora,
damn, Dora had a couple of tortillas. Oh, yeah,
yeah. Dora ate some of them explorers. You fucking shit.
Good God, I don't. No wonder they didn't renew her contract to get older. They said,
"Damn, dude, geez. Dora can't look the same, bro. It's been bad. The years have been bad to her.
It's been a little rough to her, man." I think I caught her driving a motorcycle.
You're crazy, dude.
Hey, it's bitch.
Oh, Lord.
I like playing these when I know you're high.
Yeah, well, I always like to give the public service announcement at the end of these because we laugh at them so hard that all you have to do is take care of yourself. All right. We are laughing. It's funny, okay, but you got to take care of yourself. Jesus.
You do not have to be that large.
No,
here's the general rule. I mean, it's fucking hilarious. I mean, let's just be honest. But the rule of thumb, because so at the place I work is predominantly all women.
Yeah,
me too. I'm the only dude that works there.
Oh, the only dude. Okay.
Literally the only dude. So we have these chats where if you have questions, you can ask all these questions. So today, they were all talking about diets and shit.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to go on to keto and no, I'm going to do this. And I'm like, and
they're going through this fucking, you know, typical chick bullshit. And I'm here. I'm watching the chat. I'm reading them all. And a part of me just wanted to go. That's why I was saving it for the podcast. What I wanted to say.
No.
The way a woman, I know these chicks. I've seen these chicks before online. Look, they're all skinny. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They need to lose weight. Here's how it works for men and women. Ladies, here's is the sure fit way to know if you're fat. If you can rest your chin on your titties, or it's you can rest your titties on your belly, you're too fat.
Or it's time to lose weight. We can do the scale. You know?
You could. No, they don't, though. They don't. They just look at themselves and they. If you can get your titties resting on your belly, you're too big. For guys, if you can no longer see your dick when you piss,
all right,
you're too fat.
Okay. I like how you're getting it on both ends. Okay. You're too
fat. Because let me tell you, I always tease you and you say, yeah, you're the skinny fat. I am the skinny fat. But the one thing I always tell myself, the day I can't see my dick when I'm taking a piss, that is the day that I'm going to turn into fucking Rocky and start pulling a U and going to the gym and doing all now, this fucking shit you do. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's going to happen because I don't want to be. I've been the fat guy.
But you've also never been able to see your dick. So I don't know what.
Hey, now.
Got him. Man, I was holding that one. I was like, come on, man. I got to get in here with this. Hurry up.
I know what you're saying.
No. Oh, dude. Oh, Jesus Christ. Wow, dude. Wow. Man, what? Hey, what
I would like to apologize.
Hey, what a marvelous episode. My niece walks in. I got camera issues.
Well, there is no camera issues. It's a you being stoned and stupid issue that keeps fucking up technology.
I can't.
Well, who am I?
Anal.
Where am I? Right,
there we go. There he is.
Dude, all right. Here's the situation. The camera is plugged into the laptop, but the connection on this is very shady. So if I just go blink like that, it disconnects.
Yeah, but here's the real issue. You're an idiot. You don't know.
Oh, now you be nice, honey bunny. Sweetly.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll.
Oh,
I love those. Bro. I love those, dude. You've seen several of those, right?
Oh my god, those are the good ones, bro. Here's another one. Oh my god.
What the fuck? That would not be nice. Oh man, that would just be brutal.
Did you hear the fucking thud?
Even if people, they added
if you haven't, if you're not watching the show today, you need to just check out some of those that we do. Usagainsthumanity.com. Click on watch so you can see it on Spotify. You can watch it on YouTube as well. This dude was lifting weights. And how do you do? I mean, do you just not tighten up the weights and you lift? And
yeah, he had dumbbells and didn't tighten down the fucking sides. And those plates just slipped.
Oh my god, dude!
Dude, that is just fucking not good. That just gives me a headache just watching that. Fuck
dude,
that
hearing
shit.
Every time I hear that, you hear it crack
brutal,
his skull.
Dude. That ain't no joke, dude. That probably fucking he knocked something loose, dude.
Oh my god, dude!
He knocked something loose.
Oh, you know, dude. I really wanted to play because I wanted to wrap
anal.
Up the
anal.
Anal.
No, 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 no.
You know, though, man, I really
I gotta
love...
tell you a story about that, though. They gotta I mean, you know it, you were part of it. That night, I was still sore because it was whatever amount of days after my surgery. And when you have this, you can't fucking laugh, dude, because it fucking hurts. Well, that was fresh. Now, these have been everywhere. There's been a million memes, everything, but that was pretty fucking fresh. And you sent it to me and I played it and I was crying, trying not to laugh, rolling on. I mean, there was tears and I'm holding it back, trying to laugh. It's hurting. And I called you. I was laughing so hard at that one because I obviously was on an edible too, which doesn't help the fucking situation. And I lost it. It was pretty late too. It was one of the last things I watched. And I was fucking just crying. It's fucking genius, dude.
Everybody, that was for the Super Bowl halftime show. Everybody knows it was great. Dr. Dre, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, 50 Cent came.
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar was great. First off, dude, 50 is not big, dude. What did you say? You're a dude that lifts a lot of weights.
No, he almost looked like he was like in a bulking, like he was bulking, and then you know, maybe he hasn't gone to his cut yet, or like you know, caloric deficit. Yeah, to lean some of it off, because when you're eating a bunch of food and you're lifting, dude, you're lifting to gain some mass, and then when you're done with that, you do a cut to kind of trim off, you know, the excess fat. Kind of looked like to me. He still looked in a good shape.
He looked in good shape. People
were you know how people are, dude. Yeah, exactly. We all knew
that was going to happen.
Yeah, we knew there was going to be some memes. So some genius saw that and went, boom, hit the first one. And everybody was like, bam, 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 bam.
Fucking hilarious. But I'll tell you, man, 50 had a great reaction. He goes, look, he goes, they're all jokes. He goes, I didn't think much of it. Because I know me and my workout regimen, and I can drop that weight.
Exactly, dude.
Like, no time. He goes, I thought it was funny.
Good for
Which,
him.
Which I think more people, regardless.
Dude,
look,
thank
number
you.
One,
yeah,
I mean, more people need to start having that reaction instead of automatically going, well, I was fat shamed. How dare no, you know, be the guy. Be the bigger person to say, so what? That shit's funny. I am fat.
Dude,
or I am doing that. Sure,
exactly,
yeah, I
dude.
That's a lot
dude, that's I mean, the thing, man. I mean, think about it. If you know, if somebody's walking up to you down the street, and go, "You're a fat piece of shit." You know, get mad. But if they're if it's jokes, joke back. It's like it's fucking too. It's not that serious, dude. It's not. That's
that
good
is,
for him, man. Good for him.
Good. Yeah, I was when I saw his reaction to it and just how
that's great.
You know, a lot of people would automatically assume, you know, he would go and tell people to fuck themselves or, you know, or say whatever. Right.
I mean, who
knew? That was not the case. The guy pretty much was like, what are you kidding me? He's like, no, that's funny. He's like, because you know why it's funny? Because I can lose that weight in less than a week when I know most people have take years to. He goes, it is what it is. I thought that shit was funny. which is great. Thanks for watching the show, usagainsthumanity.com. We were going to talk about NFTs. I don't know if you still want to talk about them or not.
We can do it later. I'm so tired of that fucking, all that bullshit.
I just don't know enough about it to really have a decent opinion.
Hey, all right, because nobody does. That was what I was going to talk about.
Yeah. A blockchain distributed public ledger that records trend. I don't know what a non-fungible
another bullshit thing.
Non-interchangeable unit of data stored. What is a blockchain?
I don't know, dude.
What is a digital ledger? I don't know any of that stuff. I don't know it. All I know is that you and I aren't making billions of dollars off just something.
That's all I know.
I wish we could. That'd be great. But we don't.
I would like to fucking say to go to the motherfucking website, usagainsthumanity.com, right? Like you said. Scroll down there a little bit of ways. You can read the bio, all the interesting facts about Skeet and I. Not really too interesting. Click fucking watch, dude. Okay. Hopefully you
subscribe YouTube. For Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Subscribe.
Click watch. Your YouTube pops up. Okay. It's very simple. And then just click subscribe. I don't even care if you fucking listen that often. We need those subscribers on YouTube, especially because then we can do the / Us Against Humanity. You got to have 100 followers. To secure that, and then go back to the website, click listen, which you can now also watch on Spotify, and follow us there. And then, you know, once you've done that, tune in every now and then. You know, we got some weird shit going on. We still don't know what we're doing here as far as the direction we're going, but
yeah,
we're having fun. We enjoy the ones that are, and appreciate the ones that have already liked and followed, and tell a friend, dude, too. That's the other thing.
That's right. You will be able to listen to the podcast most likely either later tonight or early morning. Of course, if you're subscribed on Spotify, you'll be able to watch the show as well. Of course, we're on all platforms. So whatever you listen to your podcast to, you'll be able to check out the show. Of course, as Tony mentioned, we would like you to watch the show because we play a lot of TikToks and a lot of different previews. We have a good time with the show. So thank you guys so much for the handful of that have actually decided to subscribe. Other than that, when will we be back, T? Maybe another month, maybe less. Depends on content. We'll see.
Who knows? And we shouldn't really, who knows? Because when we put it up, just pay attention because it probably won't be on the date or the time that, you know, that we post it. So,
yeah. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us. I'm Skeet. He's Tony. Us Against Humanity. We are out.
Check you later.